Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nazir Daf Nun Zayin Nazir 57. Today's Daf Yomi, we're going to start the 8th chapter of Maseches Nazir, which is called Shnei Nazirim, two Nazirites. And we're going to start with the Mishnah at the beginning of chapter 8. The Mishnah says, Shnei Nazirim Sha'amarwan Echad, two Nazirim to whom one person said, Ra'isi Echad Michem Shenitma, I saw that one of you has become tame from touching a dead body. Now, normally, throughout the Talmud, we know we're accustomed to saying we need two witnesses. But in a case of iser v'heter, in a case of permitted and prohibited, one witness is going to be accepted as long as their testimony is not contradicted. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where you require a karbon if you become tameh. You require this sacrifice. And so therefore the Mishnah is requiring a sacrifice for tumah on the basis of one person's testimony. He must be discussing a case which neither of the two nazirim who he's talking to or contradicting what he said. So this person says, I saw one of you become tameh, ve'eini yodea eize michem, but I don't know which one of you. He said, I couldn't figure out which one of you, but I know that one of you touched this dead body or walked over a dead body. And so therefore, what are they going to do in these circumstances? So, megalchan. So both of them have to cut their hair. So the Mishnah is going to assume that both nazirim started their term of Nazirus on the same day. Their Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, their standard Nazirus of 30 days, that they must have both started it on the same day. So therefore, they're both going to shave their head at the end of the 30 days of Nazirus. So now this is complicated because shaving the head is going to be permitted then because they've completed their Nazirus, but it's permitted for somebody who is Tahar as part of his Nazirus ceremony. Now, if somebody had been Tameh, if they had actually touched the dead body, they first have to wait 7 days by sprinkling the ashes of the red heifer on them on day 3 and day 7, and then immerse in the mikvah, and then the next day shave their hair. So, but in this case, they have to wait 30 days before cutting their hair. And then what they do is they bring the Mevi'in Karban Tumah, the Karban Tahara. And so therefore they're going to be bringing Karban Tumah, the sacrifices which they normally would bring for being ritually impure, i.e. the Oa, the Chatos, and the Asham. And they're also going to bring the Karbanos for being Tahar, which is the Oa, the Chatos, and the Shlamim. So therefore they're both going to bring these sacrifices. The Nazir who was Tahor is bringing his sacrifices, while the one who was Tameh is bringing his sacrifices for Tumah. And by the way they're doing it, there is going to be, the Mishnah is going to tell us precisely how to do it, because normally you don't bring a Chatos out of a doubt, and here it's kind of a doubt. So how are they going to be able to do it? Because the Chatos has to be definite. We never bring a Chatos out of a doubt, except for we saw already earlier in our tractate Chatos Ha'of, the bird offering, which is what the Nazir's Chatos is. So this is what the person has to say. One of them says, "Imani hu tamei, if I'm the one who's tamei, karbon tuma shali v'karbon tahara shalcha." He says, one of them says, if I'm the one who's tamei, then this karbon tuma is going to be mine, and this karbon tahara is going to be yours. "V'imani hu hatahor, but if I'm the one who's tahor, karbon tahara shali, then this karbon tahara is mine, the karbon tuma shalcha, and the karbon tuma is yours." And so then after that, the Nazir is Tahor, he's no longer a Nazir, while the one who's Tameh now has to start his Nazirus count over. And at the end, he still has to bring his sacrifices, but we don't know which of the two is the actual Nazir, and so therefore, we're going to then say that they both, says our Mishnah, Sofer and Shloshim Yom, then both of them have to count an additional 30 days, because our Mishnah is assuming that it's a Nazirus of Shloshim Yom. Umivin Karban Tahara, and then they bring the Karbanos Tahara. And here they bring one set of sacrifices, because the one who was Tameh has to bring a Karban Tahara, but we don't know who is the one who has to do it. And so therefore, they're going to bring it together, and they have to make a conditional clause to make sure that the sacrifice is going to be attributed to the right person. And so therefore, what do they say? V'omer emani u'atamei, and one of them says, if I was the one who was tamei, karban tuma shali v'karban tara shalcha, if I was the one who was tamei, then this karban tuma is mine, and this karban tara is yours. Since I was the one who was tamei, the previous sacrifice for the tuma was mine, and the sacrifice for the tahara was yours. V'zeh karban tarasi, and now this karban is going to be my karban. This karban tahor, v'emani hu atahor, but if I was the one who's tahor the whole time, then karban tara shali, then in the past the karban tara was mine, the karban tuma shalcha, and the karban tuma was yours. V'zeh karban tarasla, and this one that you're bringing is now the karban tahara. And this way, they're able to stipulate it. And all this is because we can't just say that both of them have to bring their karbanos, because you can't bring a sin offering out of a doubt. And so therefore, they have to make the stipulation of who is the one bringing the sacrifices.